Well, as we noted yesterday, we're ratcheting up our climate change coverage, a reboot, if you will. And as if on cue, climate change is ratcheting up as well. This past July was not just the hottest July, but the hottest month ever recorded on Earth. This is from data from the Copernicus Climate Change Service, a European climate agency. And it's one reason news organizations like The Guardian are switching from climate change to climate emergency. Michael Mann is professor of atmospheric science at Penn State. He joins us from New York's Long Island, where he's been speaking. And Professor, you tell us people in that beach area are asking how much longer they'll be able to be there because of rising seas. This is disturbing information.
It is. And of course, July is the warmest month of the year globally. It's summer in the Northern Hemisphere, and the Northern Hemisphere has more land, so it heats up and cools down more with the seasons. So when it's hottest here, it's hottest for the globe. Yeah. And that means that the hottest July is the hottest month. We just saw the hottest month on record for the globe. And it's no longer simply a theoretical concept. When we talk about the global average temperature, it seems very abstract. But now we can see the context for that. The context is record heat waves here in the U.S., in Europe, and around the world.
Well, when you talk about the temperatures, let's remind people, the Paris Climate Agreement, which the U.S. Was a part of, has been pulled out of, but world leaders committed to preventing the planet from warming more than 3.6 degrees, that's 2 Celsius, and they're trying to keep global warming even more limited to 2.4 degrees, not 3.6, that's 1.5 Celsius. But this data showed that last month was 1.01 degrees Celsius. I just said they're trying to keep it to 1.5. Have I read that right?
You have, and it's important to recognize that that 1.1 degrees Celsius, that's relative to a baseline that is fairly recent, 1981 to 2010. The globe had already warmed up about a degree by that time. Mm-hmm. And so really, if we were to take a pre-industrial baseline before the planet was warmed up by our burning of fossil fuels and the greenhouse gases that that is creating, it's closer to 2 degrees Celsius warming. Here's the good news. You know, individual months fluctuate a lot over time. And so sometimes that leads to an upward spike and sometimes that leads to a downward spike. But as we warm the planet, we will see extreme spikes that are larger and larger. And that's the context for understanding these heat waves that we've seen as well.
Sizzling heat in Paris and heat waves in Europe, that has contributed to this global temperature rise that we're talking about. But has the global temperature rise also produced more extreme heat events?
Absolutely. What the overall warming of the planet is doing, it's literally shifting the bell curve. The average is in the center, and then you have these sort of tails on either side. As you go farther and farther away from the average, the probability gets lower and lower. But when you shift that bell curve towards higher temperatures, then that extreme tail gets shifted as well. And so even a warming of the planet of about 1 degree Celsius can actually lead to a tenfold increase in the occurrence, say, of 100-degree days in a place like New York City. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way to understand these unprecedented heat waves.
Well, and the other good news, and I'm making air quotes here, is that we know that this climate change, climate emergency, as many are now calling it, is caused by human emissions that are warming the planet. But given the heat records that we're hearing, how much time is there to reverse that, those emissions?
You know, the fact is that the carbon that we've already burned and put into the atmosphere, that'll be in the atmosphere for decades to come. That's the legacy simply of the fossil fuels we've already burned. And so what we need to do is prevent those levels of carbon dioxide from crossing 450 parts per million. That's the CO2 concentration in the atmosphere. Prior to industrialization, it was about 280 parts per million. We've increased that number from 280 now to about 412. And we will hit 450 in less than a decade or so if we continue to burn fossil fuels at historic rates. And so in order to prevent the CO2 levels from reaching 450 parts per million, which probably commits us to 2 degrees Celsius warming, we've got to bring those emissions down very rapidly so that we've cut them in half by 2030 and eliminate carbon emissions by 2050. That will keep warming, in fact, below a degree and a half Celsius, that number that increasingly we point to as where the some of the worst impacts of climate change really do start to become evident.
That's Professor Michael Mann, professor of atmospheric sciences at Penn State University, talking about something we're not really celebrating, July, the hottest month ever in recorded history. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.